Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver caused a bit of a stir when he seemed to say that a bill to legalize medical marijuana might be dead for the year, saying he did not think it has a future in the 2014 session.
We're into doing things, making laws now, and I don't know what will happen.
Silver quickly walked that back. He issued a statement reminding people that Assembly Democrats had put the medical marijuana bill in their state budget proposal and that the chamber has approved the measure numerous times. Silver says if the Senate does decide to take up the bill, Assembly Democrats would be delighted to pass it once again. The Senate, which is ruled by a coalition of Republicans and a handful of breakaway Democrats, has so far not put the measure on the floor due to opposition from some GOP senators. The Senate sponsor, Diane Savino of Staten Island, is a member of the co-ruling Independent Democratic Conference. She talked about her measure earlier this year, saying it would empower the Department of Health to grant licenses to marijuana dispensers. They could provide the drug to patients who'd be prescribed marijuana to help treat a number of conditions ranging from cancer to MS to seizure disorders.
Also, it would allow for the creation of an industry that would grow and cultivate medical marijuana, which could produce thousands of jobs, hundreds of million dollars in revenue.
Savino maintains there are enough votes in the Senate to approve the measure if the bill comes to the floor for a vote. Savino was the subject of an article by Capital New York, which said the senator was trying to use a parliamentary maneuver to try to advance the bill and was attempting an end run around Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos. Senator Savino refused a request for comment. Her spokesman says the senator does not want politics to distract from the issue. Advocates who came to the Capitol to lobby for the bill say there are signs that Republican opposition is softening. Holly Anderson with the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester says several Republican senators in Western New York have recently changed their minds on the issue.
Republican senators on board for this. They've committed to helping us get this legislation passed.
That list includes GOP Senators Joe Roebuck, George Maziarz, Mark Grisanti, and Tom O'Mara. A spokesman for Senate GOP leader Dean Skelos says they are studying the measure. Governor Cuomo has proposed an alternative plan. It would permit a limited experiment dispensing medical marijuana at a few hospitals for a smaller number of illnesses. The drug would come from a federal center in Mississippi. Cuomo recently defended his plan in a conference call with reporters, saying alternatives like the legislature's bill had not really been discussed.
We don't have any agreement on any other medical marijuana bill, and frankly, there hasn't been any discussion, any serious discussion, in my opinion, of any other alternatives.
Advocate Holly Anderson says Cuomo's proposal falls far short of what's needed.
Bottom line is, it's just not enough. You're talking about a handful of patients. You're talking about a specific population of ill people. You're talking about an age range that is probably, it's not going to be across the board.
A spokesman for Cuomo says if the Senate and the Assembly pass their broader bill to legalize medical marijuana, then the governor will take a look at it. There won't be any action on the bill in the legislature for a while, though. Both houses are taking a 3-week spring break. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.